Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. We're studying 2 Samuel chapter 12, where we see David being confronted with his sin, and we're also seeing David's confession and repentance of his sin. And in that chapter, David's confession of sin is short. It's to the point. Two words in the Hebrew language, I believe. And yet, it was complete. And so too is the pronouncement of forgiveness over David's life. But you have to take note that even though David is forgiven, there are earthly consequences to his sin, just like there are earthly consequences to our sin. There is a punishment that must be had, and that discipline falls upon David's son. Now, this does not sit well with us at all as we read this text. How is it right that this child is punished instead of David? Well, that's just it. This is punishing David. David's sin does come with a cost. It comes with the cost of public humiliation, the cost of no peace in his house, and the cost of his own son. Sometimes there are worse punishments than death itself. We will examine this further in the days to come. But what I want us to see right now is that there would be another son of David who would die as a punishment. And it is because of his death that repentance is made possible, that forgiveness is offered, and that fellowship can be restored. And that son of David is Jesus Christ, whom we walk with day by day. As you pray today, please remember Sir Pong and Jesse Yaobang, our missionaries in Thailand. And also remember the Luo LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Kenya and Tanzania.